Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington this Friday morning. As always, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cakes Lawville, and Jason Bishop. We are the Junkies. By the way, we're working over the weekend. Jason and I back on 9 till noon. I believe Cakes follows us with Chad Dukes at noon, and then EB's right. On with Grant on Sunday morning at 9.
I got to remember. Hope I don't forget.
Yeah, set an alarm. I'll send you a text, and you owe me a dollar.
John Chombi going to join us from ESPN tomorrow, JP.
Very cool.
I believe at 10, and then working on Denny McCarthy at 11.
Oh, nice.
And, I know you're working on a couple things, too, so just trying to make it as interesting as possible.
All right, I believe...
I'm working on nothing.
I know.
We're tracking down Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus. He joins us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Good morning, Sam.
Morning. How's it going, guys?
Where in the world is Sam Monson? I don't know.
Yeah, where are you hunkered down?
Cincinnati, Ohio. I got a little studio here. You know, we're working from home, so my studio is currently the passenger seat of my car sitting in my garage.
What is Ohio like? I would say your governor was very proactive, kind of out in front even of the nation in terms of shutting things down. What is it like there with the coronavirus?
Yeah, he was. I think we were one of the first people to start properly locking things down. Actually, PFF, strangely, was out in front of it as well. We've got a building downtown. We were planning on doing some construction work too anyway. So we just went, well, we're going to be working from home anyway. Let's push it forward for a while. So I think we kind of got lucky in terms of pushing everything to work from home and then the governor's order in terms of shutting things down and reducing travel and all that kind of stuff. So we've been among the first, I think, that's been sort of quarantined or sitting at home and working remotely. It's been strange.
All right, so we were sent your article, and I'm perusing it now, of your sort of evaluation of Haskins, and you seemed to be very much so a pro-Haskins guy, and you show how, you know, the way you guys at Pro Football Focus break down numbers, that he's much better than these traditional numbers suggest when you look at plays like where McLaurin drops a ball, where Haskins threw it just perfectly. And you had him, I think you say, over the last four or five games, is the highest rookie quarterback in the league last year.
Yeah, I don't really understand why there's been such a big push to replace him so quickly. Certainly when you compare him to the other quarterbacks last season, he played less than those other guys, but I don't know that his performance was significantly worse, particularly when you look at sort of how it came about. At the start of the season, obviously he couldn't get on the field, and that was a concern. And then when he first got on there, it was ugly. But by the end of the year, he was playing a lot better, and it actually sort of transformed his game and was pushing the ball deeper down the field and making some more of those big plays that weren't there earlier in the season. So at that point, you know, okay, he played less than these other guys, but I think on a per-snap basis, he's performing every bit as well as a Daniel Jones or a Gardner Minshew But for some reason, you know, Minshew became the guy they shipped off Nick Foles there. Giants fans are doing cartwheels over Daniel Jones, and yet everybody's trying to replace Haskins with Tua in the draft or with a quarterback in free agency. And I don't understand why. I think he's shown enough that would say that there's a plenty to build around with this guy when you consider all he was throwing to last season was Terry McLaurin, who, as good as he was playing, was a rookie. You know, they could definitely do more to give this guy some more weapons to throw to. I think you embrace what he's shown so far and see what you have.
Here's the only here are the concerns that we have here. First of all, it's going to be an abbreviated offseason, obviously. All right, no OTAs. He's not able to go out and work out with the receivers he's supposed to throw to. Who knows about training camp? That could be abbreviated as well. And then number two, you just mentioned it, Sam. They really didn't go out and get any weapons. They tried to go out and get Amari Cooper. He wasn't interested. They tried to go out and get a tight end. They ended up with some backups. They haven't really added any receivers. So he is going to be working with the same guys that he did last year. Besides the draft, I'm sure they'll address some of that in the draft. Those are the two concerns right now.
And a new system.
And the system, right?
Yeah.
Right, and it is one of the best receiver drafts to come along for years, so that part at least is good. But the thing is, all of those things would be true for Tua Tagovailoa if they drafted him as well. Like, the only alternative to a Dwayne Haskins would be bringing in an established veteran, and you know, that's their call to make, but I don't see an obvious clear upgrade over what Dwayne Haskins could become, given what he's shown so far. You know, there's a, I think it's fairly telling that even Bruce Arians, who has always sort of had a rough first season with quarterbacks and then experienced a significant boost in year two, wants no part of Jameis Winston, given the roller coaster that he is. And then Cam Newton as well is the other potential option. And his is he's got issues because of the injuries. You know, the fact that the whole NFL world is shut down and medicals are a problem, I think hurts Cam Newton because teams need to figure out what he is going forward in terms of health and durability, whether he can start and play for a long time. So I think you're almost in a situation where you're better off just rolling with the devil you know anyway, at which point do all you can to build around him.
Sam, I think an under-the-radar signing by the Skins that could definitely help Haskins going forward is J.D. McKissic. I know he's not a household name, but he's a guy that can catch a lot of balls out of the backfield. And with Scott Turner coming in from Carolina, I know he's not Christian McCaffrey, but he can play like a poor man's Christian McCaffrey role in this offense and help out Haskins in the process.
Yeah, I think that's true. McKissic's got an interesting skill set. He can be one of those sort of matchup players on offense where you split the difference between running back and receiver. And I think those players are still underutilized in the NFL. I think overall targets to running backs are not the most impactful and useful thing in terms of actually generating offense and winning games. You know, you might be better off just taking the target you're giving to a running back and sending it deeper down the field towards a tight end or a receiver. But I think the area where that might be different is guys like McKissic or McCaffrey who can legitimately sort of play a bit of both positions and put defenses in a bind from a personnel standpoint, trying to figure out what you play this guy as they come out to the huddle. So, yeah, I think he's an interesting guy that could become part of this offense and give Haskins an outlet underneath in a way some of these other receivers don't.
Sam, what does the signing of Kyle Allen tell you about what Rivera's thinking? And then the second question, I do want you to address in your article where you talk about Dwayne's arm talent and how it jumps off the page to you.
Yeah, I mean, the signing of Allen, I think, to me, said that they're in the same boat that I am in terms of I don't think they're looking to replace Haskins. I think the Kyle Allen signing was one of familiarity. It's one of you know, a guy that understands the system and understands what they want to do, but isn't really in position to challenge for a starting job. I think we saw Kyle Allen got given every opportunity last year to win a starting job and played himself out of one instead. So I think at that point, you're thinking, well, they're not looking for a Cam Newton or a Jameis Winston. They're rolling with Dwayne Haskins, and Kyle Allen is a guy that's come in to add experience and help transition in that quarterback room. And then, yeah, when you turn on the tape again, it would make sense to me if Dwayne Haskins had a Gardner Minshew-like arm and you were saying, okay, he's played okay as a rookie, but, you know, he doesn't have the arm to make all the NFL throws. But none of that's true. If you look at Dwayne Haskins, one of the first things that jumps out is his arm is crazy. He can fit the ball into absurd windows when he sees it, trusts himself, and lets rip. So, again, these are things that should cause people to be optimistic about a quarterback, not pessimistic and looking to replace him. So, you know, you run through his tape and you see some of the passes he's able to fit in. And, you know, he doesn't have an absolute rocket like some of the very best arms in the NFL. But at the moment, he's using it a little bit like Cam Newton always used to, which is, you know, his arm is good enough that it's able to buy him throws that other quarterbacks can't make. He can be a little bit late on throws, which is useful for a young quarterback that doesn't quite see it as quick as you need him to yet. He can buy himself a little bit of time and get the ball in late because he's got such a strong arm to still get it there. So that part is all plus.
Got it. Well, you mentioned, you compared him to Daniel Jones and to Gardner Minshew, but you didn't mention Kyler Murray. Where do you think Murray ranks in that group there?
Yeah, I mean, Kyler Murray was the best quarterback coming out that year, so we thought he was the best prospect. I don't know that he did anything in Arizona to change that opinion. I don't think he had the best situation in the world in Arizona, so his grading was around the same as these other guys. All four of those quarterbacks graded in really tight area at PFF. They're all in the same kind of ballpark. So you're just sort of looking at the situation and the supporting cast and how it manifested itself. And I think, you know, given what Kyler Murray was given in terms of pass protection, in terms of not just a new offense, but an offense that was completely untested in the NFL, had to kind of find its own feet as the season went on, I think Kyler Murray played well. I thought he did a lot of good things as well, and certainly played well enough that the Cardinals are convinced that he's the future. So, yeah, I think, you know, when all is said and done, I think Murray will probably be the best quarterback from that rookie class. But I think the door is open for Haskins to be the second best.
Sam, I'm interested. Where are you grading Burrow compared to how you graded Murray coming out?
Yeah, it's tough because Burrow was so phenomenal this past season. I think that's the best season we've ever seen from a college quarterback in terms of PFF grading. We've been grading since 2014, so we've got Jameis Winston, Mariota, Wentz, Goff, Murray, Baker Mayfield. We've got all those guys, and I think Burrow's was the best season we've ever seen. The problem is it's just one season of outstanding play, and that's the same thing was true with Kyler. But compared with a Baker Mayfield, you had three or four seasons of top-quality play. So I think it was definitely a better season than Kyler Murray. The question is, he was so good at everything that even he was good at a bunch of things that are completely unsustainable. And you have to expect some kind of regression, even if he was staying in college. You know, even if next year you had another year of Joe Burrow at LSU, you would expect a huge decline in what he did because the stuff that he was good at, or some of the stuff that he was good at, he was good at everything, is just completely unsustainable year to year, and you expect some kind of regression. So I think all the data we have said he was absolutely phenomenal, but I think we would expect him to come back to the pack somewhere. And I think as a prospect, we would probably put him a little bit above Kyler Murray, but they would be pretty close at the top.
Mm-hmm. That's Sam Monson. Thanks a lot for joining us from Pro Football Focus. You can check out his article at pff.com. The case for building around Washington Redskins QB Dwayne Haskins. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Sam.
Man. Good stuff.
Thanks, Sam.
Anytime, guys. Take it easy.
Yep. By the way, if you click on the article, the picture that they have is Dwayne dropping back, and you can see the wristband that he's wearing.
Yeah.
And it's really, you can't see, I mean, you'd have to have a ridiculous magnifying glass to see what's on it. But you can just tell the level of detail on that wristband.
It's a lot of verbiage on that thing. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, the font size, we probably couldn't do it. We're too old. We couldn't see the font size. We'd have to stick it really far away to see it. We'd have to have glasses.
What font is that? New Times Roman? What are we looking at here? Helvetica?
It's unbelievable.
What's on that wristband? This is wacky. I
can't believe you pulled Helvetica.
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing that right.
Jesus.
All right, I don't know many fonts.
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour today, John Feinstein will join us at 9, so we'll talk to the best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, at 9 right here on The Junkies.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington this Friday morning. John Feinstein, best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, he will join us at 9. We'll open up the entertainment page at 8:45, and we're going to bring back a classic, Donkeys of the Week, at 9:20. Have a little fun ripping into the idiots of the world with Donkeys of the Week at 9:20. We wanted to play a little audio and kind of kick around hypothetical of Chris Cuomo, who is the CNN host at 9 o'clock, who came down with coronavirus. He's been doing his show from his basement. I think he's been doing it from the basement from even before his diagnosis, but he was diagnosed with coronavirus. He talked a couple nights ago about how he was having hallucinations and had chills to the point that he broke a tooth from shivering.
Right.
And yesterday he talked about how much weight he's lost, and we kind of wanted to kick around a hypothetical. Here's Chris Cuomo on CNN last night.
I'm not looking to scare people. I'm trying to do the opposite. I've lost 13 pounds in 3 days. Wow. Now, I'm a big guy. I started off at 230 pounds. My wife is feeding me we were still in the dating phase. You know, so it's not like I'm hurting for nutrition. I'm eating and drinking constantly. I'm just sweating it out, and it's the sickness. So
the hypo we wanted to throw out there is, would you take coronavirus knowing these things? You're not going to infect anybody else.
All right.
So you're not going to pass it along to your family. You're not going to pass along to anybody else.
You're not a spreader.
You're going to remain quarantined for 2 weeks so as not to spread it. It's not going to have any long-term effects on your health. So it's not going to damage your lungs or any of these other things that they say that it may damage long-term. You just have to deal with the hell of the coronavirus, sweats, fever, shivering, but you will lose 13 pounds in 3 days.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Would do it in a second.
I mean, because then I would also be protected, and then I can go around and I can give plasma to help people. I could go grocery shopping for my mom and for my in-laws and for my family. You know what I mean? I feel like I was bulletproof.
Right.
You know?
I mean, when I had the flu in February, I lost 8 pounds.
The problem is...
Now, it sucked having the flu for 5 days.
Yeah, so the problem is that weight usually comes back.
That's the weight's going to come back.
That's a counterfeit weight loss. That's not like a long-term
weight loss. Yeah, doesn't
matter. You're not making lifestyle changes. You're not eating better. It's just, boom, 13 pounds
gone. That happened to me when I had the flu, too. I lost a bunch of weight, but, you know, my big fat belly's back.
Right.
Yeah.
So, of course. And I'm drinking
every day. So I don't know
if
I would go through it. Now, the benefits that Eric talks about, that would be fantastic.
They're huge.
We've been FaceTiming my mom, who lives roughly 45 minutes away from me. And I haven't seen her for over a month, and it's just FaceTime's just not the same. It's great that we have the technology, and that she's figured it out at her age, but it's just not the same.
Here's a hypothetical that somebody put to me on Twitter, and they might have put to all of us on social. If you had a 2-hour window where you could go back to just normal life for just 2 hours, what would you do? And honestly, I swear to God, I'm not trying to be sentimental. This is honestly the first thing I thought of in my head. I would get my whole entire extended family together and I'd hang out and hug them and be with my family for 2 hours. That's 100% what I would do.
That would be ideal. I didn't answer it in that way because that to me almost was a cop out, like go see the family.
No, but I mean, it's what I would do.
A couple days ago, my little one said, I miss Kids Club. It's called Kids Academy at Lifetime Fitness. But that was, she wasn't in daycare.
Yeah.
But when we would go to the gym, sometimes all five of us, to work out, shoot baskets or whatever, she would go there and she'd be able to interact with other little kids. And she had friends there and they would play. And
right.
then we would go to the gym, maybe shoot baskets, work out together. I mean, my son's in the seventh grade, so he's just started kind of working out. I'm trying to get him into it. You know, he's usually kicking and screaming when I make him do those things. But it would be that because I didn't realize my routine. A lot of times Eric worked out after the show downstairs. I would come home and at some point I'd go there and I've got people that I talk to at the gym and it also was a break from me watching the little ones,
right.
to be quite honest.
Well, family right. gatherings a must. Of course you would do that. But non-family gathering division.
Yeah, well,
I would, 2 hours. I would go see Flops.
For 2 hours?
I would see Flops for 2 hours, see as many Flops as I could.
Probably
that's the next best thing
cakes,
for you?
You'd only see it for like 15 minutes because your drive's like 50 minutes there.
No, we're talking about you get to do the activity for 2 hours. It's not
okay.
back and forth.
What about meet your boys for drinks or something at
yes.
a bar?
Going to corner club.
No, I'd rather see Flops.
Right.
Cakes
right.
doesn't care about boys.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
don't care about
Jason, you got a 2 hour window to go back to normal for 2 hours.
By the way, he's playing golf with his boys on the regular
yeah,
anyway.
He's doing this already.
Yeah, but we don't hit the bar or the clubhouse afterwards.
Do you guys socially distance and have beers, like pop your trunks and hang out around your cars? Are we taking your shoes
no.
off or anything
no.
like that?
No.
Do that. Just bring a cooler.
We just
and bring
get in our
few,
cars and go.
Bring a few road sodas and just hang out. Make that your night.
How do you exchange money? Because I know you're gambling.
Well, I'd hand them the money.
right.
I mean,
still exchanging currency.
I don't leave it on the street and then back away 6 feet.
Right, but that's not socially. I know that's just a few seconds, but that's not socially distancing yourself.
Like I said, I don't do it 100%. I
yeah.
try my best, but I can't do it 100% of the time.
Do you at least hand sanitize yourself after all that?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
By the way, you can't say who you played with, but it is a notable DC celebrity that you played with the other day
yep.
who makes a lot of money and you gave him $60.
That
he made
was my
$60 more.
Yes.
He makes about $8 million a year. But, well, I mean, I don't want to get into it because I'm not supposed to talk about
right.
it because his team told him, don't go outside of your house, don't play golf, and he did it.
Right.
Anyway. But
he's violating lockdown
so
orders.
You're narrowing it down.
Celebrity. He should have given me 3-a-side, 4-a-side, and
oh,
we played
yeah.
straight up.
Oh, yeah, he sandbagged you like a mug.
We played straight up. I got hoodwinked.
Well, he told Jason that last time he played, he shot 95 there, and he shot 75 that day.
Right.
Just a magical 20-stroke improvement.
Yeah, I'm
I
sure.
I call shenanigans on that.
Yeah. That's total shenanigans.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. You can respond to either of the hypos. I think probably all of us would do the first one, take the Corona, because EB's right on the benefits. That's huge. I didn't think about that.
Be bulletproof.
It would be hell to go through with it listening to Cuomo lose 13 pounds in 3 days, and he says his wife is pumping him with food and nutrition.
I mean, I hate when I get the chills. I mean, I hate that. Hate having a fever. I can't imagine having one for 5 days. I would be terrified if all of a sudden I felt like there was a sledgehammer on my chest and I couldn't breathe. But if you guaranteed me no long-term damage and I just had to ride it out and I'm not going to be intubated or anything – I would do it because you're bulletproof.
Even if you know, even if you know you're going to put the 13 pounds back on?
Yeah, because the weight thing is irrelevant to me. That's not the enticement. The enticement is I'm now protected against this dumb virus that's literally put the world on hold.
Right.
So now I can donate my plasma, help that cause, and I could go be out.
You're getting too deep. The question for the hypothetical is just so you could lose the weight.
No, I don't care about the weight. That's dumb. I just stop eating. I mean, I could do that.
Okay, so let's say we take away those benefits, EB, though. What would your answer be then?
Well, no. Just to lose 13 pounds? No.
I would.
No, because I know I would gain it right back.
Besides to get on the scale. Besides to get on the scale and then have 13 pounds lighter. I love that.
Yeah. No, just for that, I would not do it. No. Because that sucks. Like, you're chilling so much that you crack your tooth. No, thank you.
Yeah. It's the last thing your dentist needs.
No, thank you. And did Como say he had a dream that his brother was in a ballerina suit or something? A ballerina
tutu
or something. Yeah.
He said he was having hallucinations talking to his dad the day before, but
right. Drabby, if you had 2 hours to do whatever you wanted, what would you do, Drabby?
Are sports back on?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't really care.
You've lost your zest for life.
I don't know. I'm going to go to Glory Days, put my feet up,
have a couple drinks.
Get some glory sauce.
You know what? That's what I would do. I'd go to Passion Fin and sit at the bar and talk to my girl Lisa, the bartender.
Yeah, right. Miss Happy Hour.
Shoot the breeze. Yep. Your neighbors.
Right. What about you, Valdez?
How is the Fin doing, Jason? Have you talked to the management? You know, your employees?
They're still doing curbside.
I know, but have you asked them, like, the percentage? Like, I know I've actually asked, you know, a couple of these restaurants that I've gone to and done curbside, and, like, how are you guys doing? I mean, you know, like, even a Potbelly, I'm friends with the manager over there.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that they were doing about 20% of the business. You mentioned
Circa
was, like, only doing 10% of their normal business.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the numbers are similar all the way around the board, but I mean, it's a pretty popular place, and people like it. So put it this way, the two times that I ordered curbside, I just pulled up right in the parking lot, and there was 9 or 10 cars waiting for food. So it's not too bad.
Valdez, what would you do if you had 2 hours?
I'd play 9 holes in Maryland because my golf hooks have severely dried up.
Yeah.
Now that's limited to one state. And by the way, Drab's a big liar because he told me when you guys were kicking this around that he'd smoke a big doobie with one of his buddies.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Shocker.
Not just a zing.
Shocker.
Yeah, me and Bobby Shamble.
I am not surprised.
Passing doobies back and forth, swapping right. spit.
Yeah, it's the last thing you should do. So even hilarious. In healthy times.
Oh, my God. I'm going through as we're doing this. I'm going through and trying to find a place that will deliver my frigging groceries. Everything is not available. I guess I could do the pickup. Should I do the pickup?
I think I'm still going to brave it. I'm going to throw the mask and the gloves on and just bathe myself in hand sanitizer and make the necessary trips.
I did that.
Just try to limit them.
I did that, Cakes, but everybody is saying, you try to avoid it if you can. Damn it.
I mean, at some point, you need to eat. And if they're not going to deliver what you need or want, you got to go out and get it. You got to
Yeah, but why don't I just do the pickup? I just do the pickup. Let those donks.
Definitely do that.
God, what a pain in the ass. This really sucks.
By the way, when
it does, Jason. I got news for you. It does.
It sucks. No way.
Oh my God, I can't even pick up groceries until Tuesday.
Yeah, they're backlogged.
Jeez,
of course, everybody's doing in a rush to do it. Though I will say, when I had my Paisanos put into my trunk yesterday, I did ask the girl who was bringing out the food. I was like, are you able to take a tip? She's like, yep. So I slid the tip in her hand, and then she was on her way.
Hey, Cakes, how much food did you get from Paisanos? That spread's pretty massive.
I'll go through the entire order. I got I got one extra large pizza. I got 36 boneless wings. I got a stromboli for my son. I got a meatball sub for my other son. My wife and I split a chicken gyro. What else did we
Jesus,
get?
Who ate the pizza?
We got 12 garlic knots.
Are you feeding an army over there?
And then I got an order of lasagna for my father-in-law, and I got a Greek gyro salad for my uncle, who's on lockdown at Leisure World.
Right.
So you sent food all over Montgomery County? Or they came over?
How much was that bill?
I picked it up, and then I delivered food to 2 other spots.
Oh, okay.
Did you deliver the pizza?
I delivered it to Mikasa. Oh.
Dravisher.
No chance.
He doesn't do that normally.
Yeah, I don't do that under normal circumstances.
The Wertheimer's come over.
I was being a good guy delivering to people who shouldn't be out and about.
Right.
See, that's what your boy was doing.
I'm going to go to this Instacart thing, even though I hear that you just pay them.
You're tilting. You're
so
on tilt.
Much.
Jason, have you heard that golf courses are price gouging? Because Valdez is all upset over here saying Virginia courses are ripping them off.
I don't know what price gouging means on a golf course.
Yeah. Well, they jack up the price of green fees.
Because everyone wants
Yeah,
to
I
play.
Know. I understand.
Oh, my God. That go way over your head.
All right. Right.
I'm not surprised. I haven't heard that, but I'm not surprised.
I was just checking some of the, not all courses, But right. some of the courses are jacking up the rates because everyone from Maryland is flocking into Virginia to play.
Like who? Why don't you shame them?
Oh, well,
as long as they're not my hooks.
I'm a friend of the golf community.
Yes, you
so
are.
So you don't want to do that?
Right. Now's not the time to be paying for golf.
If you want to burn that bridge, don't throw
it in the pool. I'm not trying to burn that bridge.
All right.
Yeah, don't go scorched earth.
If you don't want to be shamed, DM me.
Nice play. I like that.
Are Marylanders allowed to? I mean, I know you can't monitor it.
Are they allowed to travel
across the state border to play?
I don't think they care. And so I think they're booking tee times and then crossing state lines.
I know that Virginia courses don't care. I'm just saying, I wonder if the if Hogan cares.
Now, it's not every course, but there are a handful of them that I see that are outrageous.
Really?
Oh,
like, give me a difference in the price.
I see one where I played after three, and it was $40.
Uh-huh.
And then right now, after three, it is 71.
What's your twilight rate?
Yeah.
Well, look, does that sound like...
It's capitalism.
It is. And look, they can't sell beer and wine and cocktails and food, so they got to make the money up somewhere.
I know a public course that is, it's a nice course. It's not a great course. That is kind of near Haymarket-ish. Mm-hmm. And it's $97 for $350 tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, that's... ridiculous.
Yeah, well, some people are desperate enough, they'll go pay.
They are. I don't blame the courses for doing it.
Well,
and now I will extort you.
I'm going to pay for free golf. I'm going to go play Evergreen Country Club today, and I'm hoping they don't charge me $97. In fact, I know they won't.
They will not.
But I love going out happen. There. I love going out there.
Right. That's a very nice course.
And Eric,
I'm very jealous.
I will practice social distancing. We'll do four separate carts, and we won't touch the pins.
Well, you shouldn't even have that choice. I mean, that should be automatic.
We won't have that choice. Yeah. I mean, they'll give us a choice of walking or taking the four separate carts, but I'm not walking. No chance.
Yeah.
It's butt windy out too.
Right. You're gonna bring wipes and wipe down the steering wheel before you get in that hoop.
You should.
I probably
got wipes in my car. I think that they do that for you, but yeah, I will.
They do that there at most courses.
Yeah. I'm telling you, wipes, you can find hand sanitizer. You cannot find wipes. Mm-hmm. In fact, if someone knows a place where they're getting wipes, hit me up.
I keep a rag in my car grab one of the towels that they have hanging around.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just put hand sanitizer on it and use it like a rag and wipe it down.
That's not a horrible idea.
Like, if you don't have any wipes handy or you don't want to waste
wipes. What if you
wipes?
Just doused it in rubbing alcohol? It did the same thing. Would that do it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Let's take a break.
Yeah. The hand sanitizer has that aloe that you want to use, like, for your skin. So it doesn't get too dry.
My skin's getting very scaly.
Right.
EB, you got your entertainment page ready?
Sure.
All right. We'll come back. We'll do the entertainment page. Then we've got John Feinstein at 9, then Donkeys of the Week. Keep it here. We're the Junkies on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there
to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at the top of the hour, best-selling author John Feinstein joins us. Then we're bringing back Donkeys of the Week. Want to take your calls at 800-636-1067. Have a little fun here at the end of the week. Right now, we open up the entertainment page with EB.
All right, boys. Your boy, Joe Exotic. I don't think we talked about this yesterday. Has been transferred to a prison medical center and put in COVID-19 isolation because he was possibly exposed during a stay at a different prison. He's, of course, serving a 22-year sentence for his involvement in the murder-for-hire plot against Carol Baskin. But, you know, he's also filed a $94 million lawsuit against a bunch of different governmental agencies and his former business partner. But I guess they're trying to keep him safe and protect the other prisoners by having him in isolation right now. I think the initial reports were that he tested positive. I don't believe he has, but he has been at a prison where folks are, you know, unfortunately being infected.
I mean, how is the corona not just ripping through every prison population?
They just sitting
probably
ducks,
tested
right?
That many people. I'm sure it has.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of priority, they're probably testing them way down the list in terms of priority.
Well, and that's why they're releasing prisoners, including that guy, Tekashi 6ix9ine, whatever his name is. What was his name? Tekashi 6ix9ine? Valdez, do you remember him?
Yeah, the rapper who
snitched
on everyone.
Yeah, he snitched on the gangs.
He's got a lot of face tattoos.
And he
does he have a good song?
No.
I've never heard of one of his songs.
That's the dumbest question of the week. Of course he doesn't.
But he's got a billion tattoos. It's impossible for him. Like, if they tried to put him in witness protection, it can't happen.
Yeah.
And remember, he said he's just going to – I guess he's going to move somewhere. He's never – even before Corona – because he cooperated, he was going to get out early anyway, but they actually did release him this week. He was released yesterday. He's going to serve the final months of his sentence in home confinement. But remember, he said because he's going to be basically fearful for his life as long as he's alive, he will never again perform live. He'll just produce albums from home.
The only way he's going to ever stay safe is they're just going to have to, like, parachute him into, like, you know, every once in a while you see a story about, like, a tribe in the Amazon that hasn't been in contact with humans for, like, 100 years. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to just airdrop him right into one of those spots.
Yeah, like the set of Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, that's the only place he'll be safe.
Yeah. But he's going to hire his own security people, and he's just going to have to – he's going to have home confinement the rest of his life. Right. And he's going to have to move periodically to to a bunch of different locations, I would assume.
We kind of know what home confinement feels like.
Yep. Right. Yep. Just welcome to what the – it's actually a good time to release him because nobody can really run around and chase him. Do you think in 10 years this will die down – and he'll be able to kind of slowly get back to normal? Or do you think there will always be that vendetta against him from the gangs?
I think it would die down. Like, didn't it die down for Salman Rushdie?
That was different. They had the fatwa.
Right. I think that eventually got lifted.
Yeah, lifted the fatwa.
Right.
Right.
So not everybody wanted to cut his head off all at the same time.
Right.
I think it'll die down. Generally speaking, venom dies down. Like, when
over
you're angry
time.
At somebody, eventually it dies down.
Right.
Unless you're somebody that really holds a grudge for a long time. So I think naturally it dissipates.
Right.
By the way, we're not the only radio show in the country talking Joe Exotic, but I guarantee you we're the only one talking about Salman Rushdie.
Right. It's possible. Lindsay Lohan, I don't know, Valdez, we should have communicated on this one. You may be able to find it quickly. But apparently, this came out, I think, yesterday or the day before, she has released a new single, Back to Me, as she isolates from home amid the whole COVID-19. So Lindsay Lohan has released her first single in years.
Trust me, we're desperate for entertainment, not desperate enough to listen to a Lindsay Lohan single.
Come on. We do a hit or hurting on it, Cakes.
You're going to, yep.
I am, only if Valdez plays it. That's the only way
I thought that's why you brought
listen
it up.
To it.
What do you mean? No, I brought it up just because I saw the story. I saw it yesterday. I meant to bring it up.
Oh, I thought you had
I should have communicated with Valdez. I just didn't.
I didn't click on any of the pictures, but I saw Lindsay Lohan as one of the celebrities that has decided to put out pictures makeup free.
Yeah.
Are those usually still decent, or are some of them just woeful?
Depends on the base you're working with.
Yeah. So I saw somebody, I won't say who, because it's just unnecessary for me to club at this point, but somebody released a makeup-free photo or video like 2 days ago. It was dreadful.
A woman?
Yeah.
Hey, we're doing makeup-free every single day for everybody out there.
I have the song if you want to hear it.
Yeah, I do. Come on, Cakes. And then I'll get you.
I used to blame me when got crazy. Now these Sundays got me feeling like Mondays. I know I drink too much, but it's
to me it sounds just like any other
exactly.
Pop song.
If she came out with a stage name,
you had told me that was Taylor Swift, right? I'd be like, okay,
right?
No, so don't disrespect Tay Tay.
Come on now.
No.
He's just saying like it that. Sounds like all that pop garbage.
Listen, I know no one likes it. That's fine. But if she was a different artist and she said her name was Maria Lee, people go, oh, that's the new fire. I want that.
I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, it's not.
I was expecting the worst.
Right, because it's Lindsay Lohan, though, I mean, it's just going to get goofed on forever.
Yeah, you can overproduce anything and make it sound decent. That's the point.
That's true, too. That's why Britney Spears is famous.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, I just Google imaged Lindsay Lohan sans makeup.
Oh, it's not a good site.
The first picture I saw, it scared me.
Yeah. Yeah, especially now. Now, when she was like 20, 21.
I don't know when this was taken, but.
No, she was a hot chick back in the day.
Oh, of course.
So, yeah, Valdez, one of the reasons why I didn't do some of Valdez's stories is I don't even know how to do some of these. So, he sent me the one, you know, a lot of people are freaking out, and part of the reason why they're suggesting maybe people really should be wearing masks is because of the aerosolized particles, right, of coronavirus being out there. They're now saying not only can that aerosolized, you know, spittle and everything else be out there in the air, they're now saying coronavirus can be spread through, are you ready for this, Valdez? Are you ready for this, Cakes?
Golf balls?
Aerosolized, if I'm even saying that correctly.
$20
bills? Feces. When you drop a deuce, you're also dropping little aerosols of corona in the air.
This is Valdez's highlight of the week.
Yes.
Right here. This is it. This is the Super Bowl.
So they're saying closing the toilet lid is highly recommended, as a group of researchers have found that the bug can spread through fecal matter and escapes from the bowl during a flush. That's horrifying, Cakes.
So you have to close the lid and then flush is the move.
Like quickly, yes. Close the lid and then flush.
What about farts?
It's a great question, Drabby.
Dr. Drabby weighing in.
Drabby, we should get somebody to ask Dr. Fauci. Can you spread corona with a fart? In fact, I'm begging.
Oh, I just got corona.
I'm begging one of the reporters. I know some of the Secret Service listen. Can they ask one of the reporters?
Hey, the producer room would be a hub for corona.
It's a hot spot.
Oh, man.
So does that mean Gilbert Arenas can't poop in Andre Bosch's shoes anymore?
Yeah, that would be attempted murder.
Yeah, it's frowned upon.
Yeah, you can't do it.
It's a great gag, though, if you think about it.
It is.
Our bathroom here is definitely the epicenter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not New York.
Well, by the way, what is the condition of the bathroom? I mean, there's nobody in the building at this point.
It's amazing.
It's probably immaculate.
It's pretty great.
You don't have the big tall guy in there dropping a deuce at 9 every day?
No. It's always clean and fresh. You know what I do now? It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And so I'm always wearing...
You can leave the door open.
I'm wearing track pants and sweatpants every day.
Right. Yeah.
And so I pretend I'm in, like, third grade now. And I'm pulling my pants down, and then just like going to the bathroom.
No, you don't. I swear no, you don't.
I swear to God. Like, why? I'm in third grade. It's liberating and free.
No, you don't.
I swear to God. No Drabby, one will walk in on you.
Picture.
No, well, he was bragging about it the other day.
Drabby, I want you to walk in, picture, and then put that
I
on.
I got cheeks out and everything.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Come on.
That, by the way, that's one of the most tilting things you'll ever see if you've seen it in public. Is somebody at a urinal
pull their pants all the way down?
Has their pants on the ground?
I've never seen that.
Oh, I've seen
I
it
think
once.
I've seen it one time.
It's nostalgic.
Oh, trust me, this is not a little kid. This
you saw
is
an old man, right?
He's a full-grown man.
Yeah,
and I'll never unsee it.
Well, here's the thing: it's probably a smart move if you don't want to get a little dribble.
Well, yeah, it is.
Right, especially when you're wearing sweats.
You don't want to be touching stuff too.
Yeah, like if sweats.
Pants on the ground.
Yeah. Probably. Maybe pants I should start doing that.
Maybe. Maybe that's
a
new
I'm
move.
I'm such a curly Neil when it comes to the bathroom. Always dribbling on, all over myself.
You saw Curly pass, right? Did you see that?
Of course.
R.I.P.
By the way, Jason, I know it doesn't matter that much in the grand scheme of things.
But you can't even see him.
I mean, your lighting
completely
is
washed out.
I had to get
the
up.
The worst lighting in the
I
country.
I had to get up and close my
put Vaseline on his camera or something.
No, he's got the sunlight
it's,
coming
it's
in.
Sunlight
he's,
coming in.
He doesn't have his blinds closed.
I had to close my blinds.
He's got like Sixth Sense lighting going on.
Looks like the room where Drab and Bobby Shambles puffed a doobie.
Cakes, your lighting looks good from like 8:30 on.
Yeah, that's because some natural light is coming in.
Yeah, you got really nice light at that point.
Yeah, and I'm getting real lighting coming hopefully in the next 2 weeks, so it should look better.
By then we'll
forward.
Be back in the studio.
I know, right? Right.
Figures.
I'll just be ready for the next pandemic.
I don't know what
ravages
that is.
The world.
That's the first time it's looked like that.
Well, it definitely it's the light behind you. Ooh. Yeah, it's coming from behind. There you go.
Perfect that way. Keep your hand right.
No,
there.
It's not perfect.
There's
not perfect, but it's better.
There's something that's it's never looked like that before.
It might be something reflecting. Do you have a mirror somewhere where the light is bouncing off the mirror?
How about
that's
that?
Better. Right there is better.
It was blurrier than Teresa's vision after the bottle of wine.
You know what it was? You should have told me earlier. It's the sunlight was just hitting that particular camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it
I
just
mean, it
happened.
Just happened in the last
the sun
10 minutes.
Just started moving.
Oh, okay, good. All right, so it's good now, right?
The sun.
It's all right.
Strong. All right, look. Coming up next, we've got best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein. He'll join us next, right here on the Fan.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.